Hello, Blind Geek Zone.
This is Eric Foreman from St. Louis, Missouri. Wanted to get into the Motorola Q today. I have here the Motorola Q, the Sprint Motorola Q. There's also a Verizon version, and coming in the second quarter of the year, around April, May, and June, there's going to be a GSM version for T-Mobile and Singular coming out. Not sure exactly which one is going to get it first, but it's going to be available for both because it's GSM. So there could be an unlocked version that will be used for both companies, both carriers. Now, holding the Motorola Q in my hand with the keypad facing towards me, mouthpiece facing towards me, at the top we have a nice size screen here,
earpiece.
This is at the top of the screen. You come down, there's the left soft key, then there's two little rectangles, two squares below the left soft key there. The large rectangle is your talk key. Next one over will be your WIN or home key, mobile speak smartphone. Code Factory calls it the WIN key. To the right of that is your five-way navigational key. They call it the five-way navigational key because it goes up, down, left, right, and then there's a enter or OK button in the middle. Going to the right, there's another small rectangle. That's your back arrow key. To the right of that is your end key, and above that is your left, right soft key. Now we're going to go down the whole keyboard, and then I'll tell you your full description of the Motorola Q. The keyboard is basically set up like a standard QWERTY keyboard that you'll find on your standard desktop or standard desktop keyboard.
First key going from left to right.
B was going to be your Q, W, E, R, T, Y, U. Then you're going to have your I, O, and P. Next row, A, S, D, F, G, H, J, K, L, and on the Motorola Q, it's an enter key. Next row is going to be your Alt key, which is used to toggle between the normal keyboard layout and the number layout sequence. I'm going to go over that and explain how to activate the numbers when doing text messages or emails or things of that nature. Now, so we have your Alt key. Excuse me. Alt key, Z. X, C, V, B, N, M, period, and as a caps lock key. Now, last and final row is going to be, you have a dedicated messaging key that'll take you to your text messages, Outlook, and I forget what else is in there, but it takes you to all your messaging tools. Next key over is going to be your question mark. Okay, this is your question mark key.
And there's your space bar, your camera key, and your speakerphone, and also when you're not in a call, it's your voice recognition key. It activates the voice recognition application. Okay, now looking at the bottom of the under that last row of keys is your mouthpiece. And that's the front part of the phone. Now we're going to turn the phone over. At the top is your camera. Under that, right just below that, it's a little above it is a little where the camera is. You'll feel a little rectangular shaped clear area with a hole in the left side. If you have the phone, the bottom part of the phone facing up. Under that is your flash. There's a little speaker below the flash, which plays the, I don't know what sounds come out of this little speaker. Then there's your battery housing area, where your battery is located. And at the bottom of that is your two speakers side by side, left and right. We got stereo speakers on this phone. Okay. Now that we've covered all that, I've got to tell you about the edges of the Motorola Q. Now, I've got the phone turned back with the keys facing up. And the earpiece away from me. In your left hand corner, there's an infrared port. You're going down from the top to the bottom of the phone. Infrared port. Infrared port here. Then there's a rubber flap here. You can open up. Which opens up this compartment. This is where your memory card goes. It's an SD, a mini SD card. Going down is your mini USB port. This is where your USB cable goes and your charger when you charge the phone. On your the right hand side, you have a jog, what's called a jog wheel. A wheel that you can push in, and this is for turning up and down your volume and also for scrolling on web pages. And below this we have a dedicated back key, which I never use. I never use that. On the top edge of the phone above the screen to the right is a rubber flap. That's your 2.5 millimeter headphone jack. This jack is used for a set of stereo headphones purchased separately. You can actually purchase a stereo earpiece, which will allow you to listen to music and other things in stereo. And also when you make a call, both you hear the person's voice in both earphones. And there you have it. That's the full description of the Motorola Q, whether it's Sprint, Verizon, or the new GSM models. I'm pretty sure they'll be designed the same way. Now, the Sprint Motorola Q is charcoal gray, and it's got a rubber coating all over everything. It just feels rubbery. It's a nice, sleek phone. It's really flat, like a Motorola Razr. Really nice phone. Really, I love it. Now, I'm going to get into a little bit of the functionality of mobile speak smartphone with the Motorola Q. I'm going to slow my rate down here.
Mobile speak smartphone window. Select the application you wish to switch.
So that folks out there can understand what's going on. Let's see here. Okay, now. We're gonna be showing some key features with the Windows
Mobile 5 Smartphone Edition, Motorola Q, and Mobile Speak Smartphone. Here we go. Navigation of the menus is done with from the home screen with your left soft key. Left soft key is your start button.
List, start window, list, active sync, left, D calendar, C call history, D contacts, E file manager, F get on demand, G get good, active sync, D calendar.
You're gonna hit the left soft key to advance down the list for more options.
The help and quick start, D Internet Explorer, C Media Center, D messaging, E mobile speak smartphone. F on demand. G pictures and videos. A help and quick start. B Internet Explorer. C Media Center. A pocket MSN. B settings. C Sling Player Mode. D software store. E speed dial. F tasks. G voice notes. A pocket MSN. A voice recognition. B Windows Media. C WordPad. D accessories. E Bluetooth. F games. G programs. A voice recognition. A system tools.
All right. That's it. So that's it on that list. And that's the full, all the menus there. Everything under the start menu.
System tools. Today's screen. Left soft start. Right soft contacts.
That's what you're going to hear when you reach your home screen. Now.
List, start window, list, active sync, left soft more, right soft menu.
So you gotta activate these different options here.
D calendar.
When you're going up and down the list.
C call history.
You just hit your enter key or your home, not your home, your enter key in the middle of your five-way navigational key. It's a little rectangular shaped button. You can take your thumb and go around it. It's got a button in the middle. You hit that. All
see call history window list. No items. Left which, soft save. Right soft menu.
Whichever item you choose takes you in here. Now the sub menu would be activated with the right soft
find
key.
Contact. Send text message. Disable. E-mail. Disabled. Delete. Disabled. Delete off. List. Disabled.
Hit down arrow right now. Hit my back key and go back.
List, no item. No item. List. Start window. List. See call history. Left soft more. Right soft menu.
Okay, now.
D contacts.
Back in my menu.
D contacts. Today's screen. Left soft start. Right soft contacts.
Back in my home screen. Gonna show you some of the Mobile Speak smartphone commands for the Motorola Q. These also work with the T-Mobile Dash and the Singular Blackjack. Win plus left soft key reads you the status information.
89%, battery 100, Bluetooth on, volume 2.
89% is the signal strength. Battery is at 100%. The volume is at 2 and the Bluetooth is on. Win key plus right soft key opens MSS control panel.
Control panel window list modes 1 of 11, left soft open, right soft exit.
And in here you have all your different configurations you can make regarding your Mobile Speak smartphone.
Voices software. 2 of 11.
You change voices.
General 3 of 11.
General is where you would set up your, when the splash screen comes up, when Mobile Speak comes on, when booting. And also, if you wanted to talk during startup.
Modes, 1 of 11.
Modes, that's where you set beginner, advanced, things of that nature.
Voices, 2 of 11. About 11 of 11.
Hitting up arrow, this is about, tells you your serial number and your registration information.
Stop mobile speak smartphone. Stop 9 of 11.
Smartphone. You hit that if you want to unload mobile speak smartphone.
Device manager, 7 of 11.
And this is for external devices that, you know, if you're sending refreshable braille, doing refreshable braille with mobile speak smartphone, anything of that nature.
Start mobile speak smartphone, 8 of 11.
It's obvious what that's for.
Restore defaults, 5 of 11.
That's all your settings back to their original setting.
Phone, 6 of 11.
Phone is how you set your mobile speaks smartphone up, like for example during a call and things of that nature.
Audio settings, 4 of 11.
Audio settings, where you want to route your audio to your Bluetooth and those type of situations.
Restore defaults, 5 of 11. Voices, 2 of 11. About 11 of stop mobile device manager. Audio settings, 4 of restore defaults.
That's it.
Today's screen, left soft start.
Win plus back key is for switching applications. Win plus enter key, that's the key in the middle of your navigational key, will read your status, will read you application information. It's also for turning off forms mode when on a web page. Also tells you percentage while forms mode is off. Win plus talk or send, they also call that those the dial key, I guess, for just having one name for it and sticking to that one name, is will also open up your mobile speak smartphone voice list where you can choose
screen 6:24 p.m.
if you want another voice, to use another voice with the mobile speak smartphone. If you hit win key plus up arrow, this will read from the beginning to the end of a web page or a document. It's used for increasing volume if you do it anywhere else outside of the internet or a document, a word processor or anything of that nature. Win plus down reads from cursor to end of document or web page. It's also for decreasing the mobile speak volume anywhere else. Win plus left arrow takes you to the previous word. Win plus right takes you to the next word. Win plus left and right also take you from previous to next link. This can also be done just simply by pressing the up and down arrows and not hitting anything else while on a web page. Takes you link by link. Win plus A is also for switching applications. Win plus B toggles your connection to Braille supported device on and off. If you have an external Bluetooth supported Braille device, Braille display. Win plus C opens MSS control panel the same as Win plus right soft key. Win plus D read date or time. Also forgot to mention there's a dot on the D, reminiscent of older computers before the Windows 95, I believe. The older computers had dots on the D and the K rather than the J and the F. Win plus E changes keyboard echo. It'll be just like with JAWS or Window Eyes, where you set it to all character words or none. Win plus F, read current focus.
Call history.
We're gonna try that one now. Win
list. Start.
Win plus F.
List. D contacts.
It tells you where it is.
Today's screen.
Right. Win plus H, route speech and system audio to Bluetooth headset. Win plus I, read status information. Win plus 6K rate soft key assignments. I don't understand why they have these commands repeated. Win plus enter key also reads status commands. Win plus L, repeat last spoken text. Win plus M, change active MSP mode from beginner to advanced. Win plus N activates your MSP cursor. This is the same thing as the JAWS cursor or the Window Eyes cursor, which will allow you to read other information and explore the screen, where your regular cursor won't go. Win plus P is a toggle spell mode. Win plus Q is to increase your rate, the rate of mobile speak smartphone. Win plus S, spell last spoken text. Win plus T opens up your user dictionary for the current text-to-speech voice that you're using, whether it's, I'm using DeckTalk Phonics English Paul right now, so it would open up his list and allow me to change the way of the current word the cursor is sitting on is pronounced. Win plus U will turn the speech on and off. Toggle mute on and off. Win plus V, change TTS voice the same as Win plus talk, send a dial, whichever you want to call it, key to the left of your Win key. Win plus W, read contents of whole screen.
Call history, left soft start, right soft contacts.
Win plus Z slows your rate down. You take your rate down.
Rate 9. Rate 8. Rate 9. Rate 10.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, we'll go ahead and wrap up this installment of the Motorola Q. I'll be coming back with more. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Email address. You can reach me by email at eforce4000@gmail.com. That's eforce4000@gmail.com. Thank you.